International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has talked about future games in the context of host cities spending less money on infrastructure. That's why Colin Hilton, CEO of the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, says Utah is a perfect venue. He says the economic model has gotten too big and the Olympic Committee has a brand problem.
Utah is uniquely positioned to change that perception and change the dynamic of how to host the games and to do it in a way that shows a sustainable approach to reuse of facilities and to use the talent of people who are already hosting World Cups and World Championships and training athletes and inviting other countries to come use our facilities and to figure out, we have figured out, quite frankly, a way to utilize the venues for more than elite athlete training centers and not have them cost so much to maintain and operate. And the rest of the world is seeing that and going, wow, Salt Lake's got it together. And we view we should be rewarded one day for that effort.
Paris and Los Angeles recently won the bids for the 2024 and 2028 games. Utah looked into the 2022 games, but the IOC, Hilton says, wasn't ready to go with that plan.
I mean, the whole dynamics of awarding two summer games in a row has sort of upended the normal procedures of how bidding efforts go. So with their game still 11 years away, it does make things complicated, but it certainly is a challenge we wish to entertain.
Hilton says there are benefits to having back-to-back games in the U.S.
TV broadcast standpoint, from a sponsorship within the U.S. Companies who could extend sort of their perspective and connection to an Olympic movement over a couple of year period.
Since 2002, the Legacy Foundation has maintained the venues, including the Kern Skating Oval, the Soldier Hollow Nordic Center, and the Utah Olympic Park. Hilton says he's working on how to maintain the facilities for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I think there's still a perception in the general population, even within Utah, that this would cost taxpayer money. It would not. And it only, you know, just like back in leading up to 02, there was transportation improvements, a widening of I-15, and those kind of infrastructure improvements, those are already happening. We already have the infrastructure, and we view we would not need to spend much money at all for any games time permanent improvements to the facilities.
After the games in 2002, the state of Utah was paid back the $54 million in bonds and the Legacy Foundation was established.
And part of the effort is to, you know, reestablish and put more money back into that endowment fund of having another game so that we don't have to rely on local government having to fund the operations of a sport facility. And that's what we have been doing. And we feel very excited. We think the community is very supportive of training athletes and hosting these World Cup events on a regular basis. And it's really not a matter of if they will come back, it's a matter of when.
Hilton anticipates the U.S. Olympic Committee will look to Denver and Tahoe as well as Salt Lake City for the future games, but he doesn't see those cities as economically viable.
I hold a view. We welcome that discussion because there is no good reason to build more of ski jumps, bobsled facilities, speed skating ovals. That will not be an economic model that makes sense. Only in Utah does it make sense.
Hilton says the Salt Lake City TV market is attractive to broadcasters.
Since 2002, our TV market percentage of watching Olympics, summer or winter, is always in the number one or number two spot. We have defined what the values of Olympism are at a grassroots community level, and the people embrace that. And we view what we're doing here in Utah is quite special, and people come all around the world to see how we are sustaining these facilities after our games. And again, people are going, well, you guys should host an Olympics. And we say, yes, we should.
Hilton says there will be an exploratory committee put together soon, and the public will have a chance to weigh in on whether or not they want to see the games return to Salt Lake City. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.